Hello and welcome to AudioCast 3 in the Sovereign Intuitive Coach series. In this AudioCast, we are going to jump into the 4 ingredients new coaches miss that create results and keep your clients coming back for life. The dreaded R word as a coach. Oh my gosh, results. How do we really get in a session and help a client truly shift their heart, mind, and soul so that their life changes for real and for good? That is what I mean by results. How do we create that for our clients? Now, I know that this can feel really intimidating. So in this AudioCast, I want to give you 4 things to think about that really will help you create more momentum in your client's life, really help shift their lives, their heart, their mind, their soul in the direction that they are trying to manifest for themselves, right? So this is, it's kind of 2 parts. One part is helping you help your clients, which is the entire reason you are doing this. But I also want to talk about client results from the perspective of creating ease and momentum in your life as a coach. I really believe that if we as entrepreneurs and coaches would focus more on just getting crazy client results, not only as this is how we're walking in our purpose as a human being in the world, right? For you personally as the coach, this is your purpose. But I actually believe this is one of the best things you can do to build your business. And nobody really talks about client results. What do I post on social? How do I build an Instagram following? Like, what's my brand going to be? There's so much focus on all of the businessy marketing and selling stuff that we just breeze right over the most important part, which is actually helping people. In other words, helping them get a result. So as we go through AudioCast 3, just keep in mind, we're going to kind of be ping-ponging back and forth from the things you need to do to get a great client result for them, because that's, you're here to help them, but also what that does for you on the business side of your business, right? Of actually developing a business that pays you, where you get that moment of lift, right? Where things really do start to pay off and you wake up one day and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm living my dream. Like, it's happening. I've got clients coming in and I'm getting paid and it feels good to offer my services and I don't feel weird about that anymore. And I feel great when I tell them how much my rates are. And, you know, all of that comes from client result. It doesn't come from slick branding. It doesn't come from having the perfect marketing message. It doesn't come from having a perfectly curated Instagram feed. It comes from knowing that you are who you say you are, that you can do what you say you can do, and that you show up holding your end of the bargain within the coaching engagement. So this AudioCast is going to be more about the coaching process itself, if that makes any sense. Okay, so let's talk about results. Now, I've got a little equation here, and I want you to write this down if you're not driving, a little math equation that will help you understand why results are so important for you, the aspiring coach, right? You're doing this because you want to see your life change. You want to see the money come in for you, the abundance in all levels for you. You want to see the impact. You want to be able to help, you know, your children and your family by walking in your purpose as a coach, right? So these are the 3 things that client results buy you. And in the later AudioCast series, I'm going to talk to you about the Sovereign Method and kind of really what it takes to get good client results. In other words, just how do you become like a ridiculously talented, intuitive coach? I really believe that the best way you can scale your business and get those first paying clients and get your rates to where you want them is just by being just a stone cold, deadly, amazing coach, right? Just being a master. You'd be shocked at how many people do not spend time on just getting really, 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 really good at their job. They spend a lot of time worrying about marketing and selling and being visible and being seen and heard and all that, but not so much on the skill side. Okay. So client results, here's what I want you to put: results equals client retention plus new client referrals plus former client reactivations. So results equals retention, referrals, and reactivations, okay? On the business side of your business, why you want to focus on having really great client results is because when you do that, you retain clients, meaning your clients just stick with you. They stick around. Every offer you roll out, they buy it. Every program you launch, they want to be a part of it. They follow you on social. They support you. They like your posts. They're just a fan, right? They love you. They love, they're with you, right? They're vibrating in the frequency of the work you're bringing forward to the world. That's what I mean by client retention. They stick around. In other words, you don't have to constantly go find new people. And because they are loving your work and they love what you stand for, they refer their friends and family to you. They are constantly talking about what you do because they resonate with it so deeply. They feel like they're just sharing something exciting. They're not necessarily like referring friends. They're just talking about what you do because they love it. And from there, the referrals roll in. And then reactivations is when your clients come and go, and they will, you know, they'll work with you for 6 months, and maybe for 6 months they could do something else, but they reactivate, they re-engage when you have these four ingredients that I'm about to go for. So just keep that in mind. Client results, it's so much more than just making people happy or, you know, changing that one person's life. This is about the ripple effect of what getting, helping one person change their life creates in your world for your business, but also magnifying and multiplying that impact that other people are now going to hear about you because you have created clients for life. Okay. So results equal retention, referrals, and reactivations. So results, so let's talk a little bit about what client results are, because I think that it can be very, very intimidating when we start talking about that. Because one of the hallmarks as, I think, intuitive professionals, people who really care, right, we're people and purpose first, profit next, is we really want to see people's life change. We are in this, right? We are holding our clients' hands. We will do whatever it takes, man, to help that person. So we don't want to fall in the trap of taking over responsibility for results. We don't want to fall in the trap of, you know, feeling like we're going to solve every problem our client could possibly have in their lives right now. We don't want scope creep on that. We want to keep our coaching engagement high and right, right? We're going to focus on, one, come to Intuitive Coach Bootcamp if you want to learn how to do this. We're going to focus on your core client, their core problem that maps onto your core niche as a coach. Okay, so everything is tight, everything is aligned. So when I'm talking about client results, I'm talking about you creating your coaching offers, your programs, and also just how you coach people, right? It's all of it. It's how you coach. It's the methods and the skills you're using, but it's also how you structure your business, okay? So this specific audiocast is just about those ingredients that you can put in as a new coach. But if you want to get the business offer set up, how you should be thinking about your niche, your coaching programs, and how you approach this from a skills perspective, from a applying your intuition perspective, to actually facilitate your sessions, I want you to come to Intuitive Coach Bootcamp, because that is where we're going to dive into all of this. So if you know that you're called to coach, but you still feel like you're guessing, you're holding back, or you're giving your work away for free, then Intuitive Coach Bootcamp is going to be the line that you cross that is going to help you move from just kind of your potential and thinking about being an intuitive coach to a professional coach that is seen, heard, and paid their full worth. So you can go to the show notes and click the link and get registered for Intuitive Coach Bootcamp, or you can find me over on Instagram at Heather Alashay. There will also be a link in the show notes to do this, and you can just DM me the word bootcamp and we will get you set up. So what is Intuitive Coach Bootcamp? It's a 5-day free workshop that's going to really help you dissolve the self-doubt, skyrocket your intuition, and move from thinking about coaching to doing it, move from free sessions to really getting in those first paid clients that you can have clarity, structure, and confidence around launching your practice with ease. Okay. So let's go ahead and jump into the first ingredient that I'm going to walk you through that's going to actually create change in your client's life, create trust, and really help you start out right the first time as a coach, right? So the first ingredient is leading the process instead of following the client. Ingredient number one is learning how to lead the coaching process instead of following the client around. Now, this is kind of a noodle scratcher, right? Because it's one of the hardest things for new coaches to balance is that while it is true that coaching is all about letting the client have the session, right? We do let our clients set the tone for what they want to talk about. We do allow the client to process what they want to process, to bring into session what the client wants to bring into session. That doesn't mean that we just open up a Zoom room for an hour and listen to a person talk about their problems. So while it's true that the client gets to choose what they want to bring into session, you as the professional coach need to lead that coaching engagement or that coaching process. And a big reason why I see coaches continually, despite months or even years of being in the coaching world, being in the coaching realm, giving whether you've are working as a coach and you're getting paid, but you're just totally undercharging, or you've never ever worked with anyone yet. This right here is why people lack confidence, because most coaches don't have a structure around how to lead the coaching engagement to begin with. It's just like, well, what do you want to talk about today? Right? It's too loosey-goosey. Okay. So new coaches often believe that being supportive means letting the client lead not only the session, but the entire coaching engagement. And that's actually totally, totally not how it works. Clients don't come into your world. They don't hire a coach to lead themselves. They hire you to hear themselves, to have a sounding board. But you are the one that really leads and guides the process. So leadership doesn't mean control. It doesn't mean taking over responsibility. It means developing the capacity to continually orient your client toward that result that they are after. So the accountability that you hold your client to is to help them reach the overall goal. You let them meander to wherever they need to during the sessions you're in with them, but you are just holding a spotlight on that ultimate result that they are wanting to create by working with you, okay? So I want you to think of it like hiking, right? You are the guide that this person hires to go up on a mountain hike that they've never climbed this mountain before. So you, as the hike guide, you don't go drag the client up the mountain, but you do know where the trail is, where the good terrain is, what's a dead end and what isn't. And you tell your client that, right? You guide them. So this is what makes coaching so much fun, is you're actually allowed to teach. You're actually allowed to be a little bit more directive than maybe, let's say, a mental health therapist would be. So don't be afraid to get engaged with your client during the coaching session. You are allowed to offer that feedback. Now, this does take skill, because we don't want to be just throwing out our opinions and our advice. Like, they can go get advice from anybody, dude. They can call their mom, their neighbor, right? Dear somebody's opinion. That's what sets professional coaches apart from amateurs, is that you're relying on your skill to help that client get the insight they need while giving them the guidance and the feedback that helps keep them laser focused on the result. Okay. It's not just like chatting with a person. You're using a skill set, right? This is what separates pros from amateurs. And to do this, you need structure. You need a structure. You can't just jump in willy-nilly and say, okay, what do you want to talk about today? You would be shocked at how many coaches do that. They just do free floating sessions, free floating coaching programs. It's very, very loose. And in 2026 and beyond, no one, I mean no one, is going to pay money for that. Clients want to see, your future clients want to see a clear line of sight on exactly what the process is that you are going to be using to guide them. Now, if you're a Sovereign Intuitive coach, you'll be able to show them that. You will be able to show them your offer stack and the four-step method you use that they will experience in coaching with you, right? So it's all very, very clear. But if you don't have that in place yet, I want you to know that that is why monetizing is hard. You know, 90, according to research, the latest research in the coaching industry, 90% of coaches who aren't making the money that they want to make, it is because they do not have structure around their work, the appropriate structure. And intuitive coaches resist that structure because they want to be able to flow. They feel like if they put in that structure, it's going to crush their creativity and their intuition. And it's just simply not true. You just need structure that respects your intuitive process. Okay. So that is the first one, is if you can learn to lead, develop the skill to lead the coaching process itself and let the client direct the content of the sessions, you will literally be in a 10% category in the coaching space. Almost no coach out there takes the time to learn the skill to do this. Now, the Sovereign Method gets you there, you know, takes you there 70% of the way. And then the other part of that is just creating an awesome offer stack. I will have an audio cast in this series about that. So stay tuned. If you want to learn, you know, the more complete process that we use to help you go from free sessions to your first paid clients and on to six figures, join Intuitive Coach Bootcamp, where I'm going to be going into the exact processes that I use, the exact structure that I teach my 5 and 6 figure clients to be able to step into their coaching practices in a way that creates flexibility and freedom, but having the structure to support that flexibility and that freedom. Okay. So, question I want you to ask yourself right now is, do you feel confident that you could step into a session with your ideal client, the type of person you want to work with the type of problems that you want to help people solve, and know without a shadow of a doubt that there's nothing that's going to happen in that 3-month engagement, however long your coaching program is, right? Your coaching engagements are. Again, if you don't know how to set that up, come listen to the audio cast. I think it's audio cast 6. It's audio cast 5 or 6. And come to the workshop. I can show you how. But you need to be able to say 100%, like, I know I can do it. I know that I have the capacity and the understanding to be able to create that, okay? And yes, as a new coach, you really can have this the structure in place to give you that type of confidence. Okay, again, not doing it perfectly because nobody does anything perfectly, but just feeling that you've got the innate ability, right? You're there. You've got enough skill to be able to raise your hand, say yes, tell a person you're a coach, and actually let them pay you money for doing it. Okay, ingredient number 2. This one is so good. That's going to help you create real results for your clients. Ingredient number 2 is helping your clients understand their own progress. Helping your clients understand their own progress. Now, this one is subtle, and it's why so many good coaches lose clients who are actually making real progress with them, getting real results. Because transformation is often quiet. It doesn't come thundering in. True progress is made over time. It's in those little micro shifts that you make every day. So new awareness is formed. Things subtly change. Our attitude shifts. Beliefs shift. You know, there'll all of a sudden be a moment where your client handled something differently because of your guidance. And if you don't help your client name that or help them like become aware of it, they can sort of get lost in the whole process. So really great coaches help their clients celebrate their wins. They help their clients see the good that they're creating. They help their clients understand, okay, we're at session 5. This is what we've accomplished so far. How do you feel about what we're doing. Are we still on track? Is there anything you want to shift? Let's celebrate. Let's reflect mid-process. So in other words, you're helping your clients integrate the wins that they're getting along the way so that they, you're not waiting 6 months later to see how far they've come. And I had a friend say this to me once, and I was like, man, that's so powerful. You cannot build on success you won't recognize. And it's the same with your clients. So my question for you is, how good are you at celebrating your own progress? Do you give yourself an opportunity to reflect on how far you have come? Do you give yourself the attaboys, right? The accolades and the respect that you deserve in the progress that you're making in your life? Because as a coach, this is going to be imperative. Now, if you're like me, you suck. I suck at celebrating my wins. I will have a massive accomplishment and it's like, great, and then head down and I'm right back to work. And I really do wish that as a coach, I would have learned earlier to celebrate my own progress. Because if I would have done that earlier, I think I would have been a much better coach. I think that I would have been able to empower my clients to truly celebrate the shifts that they're making and to understand that true progress is hard. You know, changing is challenging. It's tough work. And it's why so few people do it. So help your clients understand their own progress, and they will, not only will they get better results, but they are truly going to see the value of what you are offering them, and they will be clients for life. They will send their friends, and they will always stick around. Okay. I have clients to this day that I worked with my first year of coaching that enroll in my programs. When I have offers that align with their needs, they buy them. It's to this day. I get invitations to, you know, graduation ceremonies or their kids' high school graduation, or, you know, people are getting married and they want me to be there, right? I haven't heard from them in 5 years. But when those big special moments come in their life, I'm the person they want to be there because I was an important person in their life, right? I was the one that was there for them. I haven't done private coaching since, gosh, I don't even know, like 2017, 2018, I stopped. And I still hear those clients are still in my world. Imagine that. Why? Because it was truly life-altering. It was truly life-changing, the work we did together. That's what I mean by result. Like, you leave this beautiful impression on their life. Okay, ingredient number 3. This is so important for intuitive coaches. Oh, man, this is such a powerful skill to learn. Number 3 is holding responsibility without rescuing your client or taking over responsibility. This is where we struggle the most because you care the most. You want people to win. You don't want to cause harm. You don't want to get it wrong, right? You want to see them get that result. But we have to make sure that what we're holding for them is the accountability that we promised them so that they can hold themselves responsible ultimately for the results that they're trying to create. So you're going to hold accountability and the responsibility to hold that accountability, but your responsibility isn't to create the result itself. Again, you can be a hiking guide, but you can't force the person to go on the hike. So how you hold responsibility for your part, what you're responsible for, is to hold your client accountable to their result, but you're not responsible for creating the result. Okay, so your client is responsible for creating the result. You're responsible for creating the container that allows that result to become possible without stepping in and doing the work for them, which is what we call rescuing, right? So rescuing the client is when you start to overstep boundaries, or the coach oversteps boundaries and starts over-functioning, taking over responsibility, over-giving, basically disrespecting your own boundaries that you have between client and coach, okay? So here is kind of the mindset shift with this one, with ingredient 3 on holding responsibility without rescuing them, is your clients can't grow if you do the work for them. They can't grow when we are constantly worrying about whether or not they're going to get their result. That is their job. So they do grow, however, when you hold the process, when you create a container that sets up the necessary and sufficient conditions that allow them to grow, and then you hold them accountable for that, that is when you'll really start to see their lives change. Okay. So it's like, if you were to think about like any other thing you would help a person do, let's say you're going to help a person ride a bike. You would teach them the process. You would let them talk about their feet. You know, you'd go through all of that with them. But at the end of the day, they just have to get on the bike and go ride it, right? That's what they're going to have to do. Okay. You're going to be standing on the sidelines, encouraging them. Now, I know that rescuing feels kind, but guess what? Leadership and accountability towards their goal is kinder. It's kinder. When we're rescuing, when we're overgiving, when we're taking over responsibility, guess what? That isn't for the client. That's for us. That's because we are anxious. That's because we are allowing our self-doubt to step in. So we hold accountability, we hold the container, and we let the client do their own work. So clients are going to respect you way more when you stay on firm foundation, steady in your coaching, and allow them to be the hero of their own story. The last ingredient, ingredient number four, is using a method your clients can actually trust. So your intuition is powerful, but invisible intuition doesn't always build confidence. You have to find a way as a practitioner to help your clients understand what you're doing. Now, in 2026 and beyond, this is going to become even more important as a coach. Because back in the day, you know, I'd say, you know, 2014 to 2021 maybe, people were pretty willing to just find somebody online, or, you know, it's a friend of a friend, and they were willing to like listen to, maybe read a few posts or listen to a podcast or just kind of find you somewhere, really vibe with what you're doing and book a package or do a Kickstarter or have a session with you. People were willing to do that. That is not true anymore. People are not interested at all in taking chances. People want certainty. They want a clear line of sight. We are in a trust recession. Trust is at an all-time low, not only in the coaching industry, but just in our culture in general. So again, I'm going to say this one more time. Almost no coaches, this is 90% of coaches, the reason why so many coaches don't monetize is because they are not able to articulate to their clients how they work, what their method is that they use, what it's going to be like to work with them, and how that method creates results. And then the second thing is they don't understand how their coaching programs work, which is why I'm going to teach you an Intuitive Coach Bootcamp, how to create an offer stack, the three offers you have to have in your business if you actually want to be able to get paid as a coach. So those are really the two things, but the most important one is the method. Because if a person understands your offers, who cares if they don't know what that offer is going to entail, if what it's going to be like to coach with you. So you must use a method that the client can trust because they have a clear line of sight as to how that solves their problem. Okay. So this is where intuitive coaches just throw their hands up in the air and they give up, because they're like, well, I don't know how to package up what I do. What I do is too nuanced. What I do is too ephemeral. What I do, like, don't kill my vibe. Don't crush my magic. You can't put me in a box. You know, it's like, I get it. Yeah, I feel the exact same way. But it's actually not true that you can't use methods that respect your intuition and let your clients feel that certainty and have that, you know, the reassurance that they're going to need to work with you. Okay. You just need an intuitive method that honors your intuition and that the flexibility is built into the method. Okay. So that's what the Sovereign Method is going to give you. That's why it matters, because it's an intuitive based coaching process that helps you help your client get in touch with the shadow, get in touch with those lost parts of self, have a four-step method that helps them reintegrate those parts, do that deeper work that up until now, nobody's been able to help them do, okay, in the way that you are called to do it, right? So another thing I want to say on having a method is, I think sometimes when we look at methodologies, we sort of think like, ugh, it's so step-by-step. It's so, it just feels too robotic, you know, or stale. But when you have a method that honors your intuition, it's anything but. So for example, the Sovereign Method, our four steps are find it, feel it, friend it, and free it. It's find, feel, friend, and free. There is so much nuance and there are so many beautiful things that you as the practitioner can do within those four steps, within those four categories that, oh my God, the work is so, so deep. So don't throw baby out with bathwater. You do need a method that your clients are going to be able to say, okay, yes, this is how I'm going to get that transformation. But that doesn't mean you don't get to put your own magic on it. Now, I do understand that a lot of methodologies, like I'm sure you've got certifications in some things, or maybe you've studied Reiki or chakras or whatever. Like typically when you have a method, most people kind of constrain the way you have to use it. That's not the way I teach it. I actually think that if you aren't putting your own magic into a method, then who cares? And that's not what people, like the method is never going to replace your magic. Does that make sense? But you do need one. You do need a method, because otherwise clients are just, they're just no longer willing to work with you if you don't. That's the biggest shift I've seen in 2025 moving into, you know, 2026 and beyond. Methodologies are going to become very important because there's just simply not enough trust without them. So this answers the question, when you're using an intuitive-based method, it allows that flexibility. But then your clients, the questions that your clients silently have, is this working? Where are the, is this actually going to get me to the result? Is this working? Am I making progress? Is this something I can trust? All of those questions are answered just in the way you are working the process, the coaching engagement with your client. I hope that makes sense, right? So you do need a proven method that your clients can trust. Okay. So if you want results that last, that your clients are going to stick around for, they are going to retain, they are going to send referrals, and they are going to reactivate for years and years and years and years to come, you need to lead the process. You need to help your clients name their progress, hold them responsible, and give them the accountability they need without rescuing them, and then just use a clear method that your clients can trust. This is going to put you in top 10% coaches out there, intuitive or otherwise. If you take the time to do this, you are going to be light years ahead of most coaches, because this is the work most people resist. They just don't want to do it. And the truth is, it's not that hard. You just need somebody to show you how. So if you would like to dive into this more deeply, develop those skills, and really get systems and structures that will help you launch your practice with ease, I want you to join Bootcamp, Intuitive Coach Bootcamp. You can click the link in show notes or just send me a DM over on Instagram, Bootcamp, and we will get you registered. And if you're already registered, I hope you are over in our Facebook group where we are going to do a challenge during the bootcamp. We're just going to have so much fun over there. So jump over into our free Facebook group too if you're registered. And if you haven't registered yet, I'll send you the link on how to get into the Facebook group once you are. All right. I hope you enjoyed this and stick around for AudioCast 4.